The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
Holy Spirit, we want to talk about you. I ask that as we begin to talk about you, you begin to do amazing, mighty works in our midst. Let there be impartations. Let there be miracles, answers, supplies. In Jesus' name. I ask tonight that you anoint me to stand in the office of a prophet, to teach and say only that which you want me to say. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Okay, let's be seated. Amen. And so, okay, so for some of those of us that are following the meeting online, let's celebrate our online followers. Let's try it again. Celebrate them with a shout. Jam your hands together. Hallelujah. And this celebration is not for everybody. It's particularly for those people who are following online because they cannot be here. And those people that could have been here or want to follow online because they want to rest, we don't celebrate you. Amen. Online service is not God's plan. Do you know? Online service only will happen if you cannot be there physically. And even if you ever have to follow online, now, something can change from being an online service. That is, if you go find, if there is a congregation, for instance, in Lagos, a Lagos church, they are gathered, streaming this service and all that. Now, that makes for fellowship. We do that once every month, Abby. Where every center is gathered. That makes for fellowship. You see that one, you're lying down in your room currently as I'm talking to you now. Lying down in your room with your phone like this, you're not following me. If you really want to follow service online, you follow service online. It means to attend church online. So that day you have your bath and sit down. Bring your pen and your Bible, your pen, your paper. You sit down. If I say shout, you shout. If I say scream, you scream. If I say give, you give. If I say rejoice. If I say pray. For instance, if you try to follow this morning service online, lying down on your bed, you would have slept more than 15 times before the service was over. That's how to follow service online. Okay, if you are going to follow online because you can't be present, you follow well. Well, that's not what I'm trying to say anyway. I'm saying if you're following this meeting online and for some reason, and some of you have been requesting how to get letters to my heart. So, what you do, if you are in any of our centers, you are in a place where our centers are located, you can request for those books in your centers. Okay, or pay for it now rather, and then let people here bring it down for you. Now, if you're in places like Lagos and all that, where we have a center, but then you guys didn't come down for this meeting, you can actually, we will release Minister Odochukwu's account number after now. So you pay to her and let her know that you paid for this book, and then we work out a way to bring it down to you. Amen. Praise God. If not, you wait till the result facts if you will come. If not, you wait till Zoe. You see, if you will come. Hallelujah. Tonight I'll be talking about the Holy Spirit. Do you love the Holy Spirit? I titled it Fire in My Bones. But it's basically a teaching about the Spirit. The Spirit of Jesus. And so I'll be teaching, actually. And and I've been impacting you from time to time. And I've asked the Lord tonight that expectations will be met. That God will put in you and stir up within you that which you need to run through the year. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in the power of the Holy Ghost. And I've seen the power of the Holy Ghost do amazing things for me. I wonder how people do Christianity without the power of the Holy Ghost. Very boring stuff. Amen. So, the fire in my bones. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 12. Or maybe from verse 11. Matthew 3 and from verse 11. He says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with what? The Holy Ghost and with fire. Glory to God. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And the person he's talking about is Jesus. So John was telling them, I'm baptizing you with water. That means I am immersing you into water. But one is coming mightier than I. He will do a kind of baptism, a kind of immersion. But he is not going to immerse you into water. He is going to immerse you into the Holy Ghost and fire. Come on. As a matter of fact, I've thought on this a lot. When John was baptizing with water, what he was doing in baptizing with water was to symbolize what Jesus will do when he will come. That's why when you study the Bible very closely, you will find out that water is in most places is a type of the Spirit. By the time you get to John chapter 7, from verse 37, Jesus, on the great day of the feast, Jesus stood up and said, if anyone is thirsty, let him come and drink. He said, for out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And then in parenthesis, he said, this spake he of the Spirit. So when Jesus talked about rivers of living water, he was referring to the Spirit. Are you following me? So when John was immersing them into water, it was a type and a pointer to what Jesus will do when he will come. That as I immerse you into water, I'm reminding you and letting you know that the time is going to come, that Jesus is going to come, and he will immerse you into the Holy Ghost. So the baptism of John is a type of the baptism of the Spirit. Are you following me? The baptism of John is a type of the baptism of the Spirit. So just as I immerse you into water, you will be immersed in the Holy Ghost. Some persons brag only about the fact that I baptized into water. That which happened to you is fine. But that which happened to you is a shadow. The real thing is that you are baptized in the Spirit. That you have been immersed into the Spirit. And he said, he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And people say there are two kinds of baptism that the Holy Ghost does. One is with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Well, that is not true. When he says he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, and in that particular context, is the word K-A-I. That's Kai. It means the Holy Ghost, which is fire. Do you understand? So, there are many things. For instance, when you read places like Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. That anointing is the Holy Ghost. When we say things like, the fire is here, we're talking about the Holy Ghost. The anointing is here, we're talking about the Holy Ghost. Are you following me? As I said, he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, which is fire. So when we talk about Holy Ghost fire, there is such a thing as Holy Ghost fire. Just that it doesn't kill witches. It blesses. Are you getting me? He will baptize you with Holy Ghost fire. The fire of the Holy Ghost. And more than every other thing you need to do your Christian work is the fire of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost has been given to us to help us. Jesus, when he was leaving, he said, if I go, I'm going to send you a helper. Now he has gone, the helper has been sent. If I let me break this down for you. When he went, how did he send the helper? He sent the helper by being the helper. The Holy Ghost is Jesus in your heart. Listen to this. When you hear God the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, what we are trying to say is God, who is Father, revealed in the flesh as Son, indwelling us as the Spirit. Is it very clear? God the Father, revealed in the flesh as. That's why when Jesus told them, I am the Father, I am my Father, I want. They got confused. Because that covenant God, that Jehovah God, was Jesus that now came in the flesh. When he was done, he said, I will go. Because if I cannot be a blessing to you all if I am here. Because if I am here, I can only be one place at a time. But when I go, I can be everywhere at the same time. Because I will now come and live in your hearts. Are you following me? I can live in your hearts. And so today we have that Holy Ghost. And we already received him. Let me explain this to you. You've heard us talk about spirit within and spirit upon. Now, please pay attention. We're going to have a lot of eruptions tonight by the Holy Ghost. But I think I'm starting this way. So just follow me. You know, I can talk very calmly this way. And yet, you have been electrocuted under the power of God. I don't need to shout. If the anointing is there, it's there. If it's not there, it's not there. If it's not there, if you like, push somebody, spin the person's head. What will happen? You're only employing cassava to help you. If it's not there, bring people out, spin their head, rotate, 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 push them. They will fall and get up. What will happen? Amen. So there's no stress. Amen. Do you believe in the anointing? I believe in the anointing. When it's there, you don't stress. And so there is spirit within. Spirit within is that when you receive the Holy Ghost, he comes to live inside of you. And he's living inside every believer. Every believer. No one is exempted. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you're not born again. That's what it means. If you are born again, you have the Holy Spirit. Now, he's living in you. Then, when there is need, and for some reason, you will now gain expression and manifest. For instance, we are all full of the Holy Ghost here. But if there is a sick person here, I can approach the person and begin to pray and lay hands and he gets healed. What did I do? I brought the spirit with the gift of healing within. I brought it upon. Do you understand it? I told you that everything you need in the new covenant has been provided, is here. So, somebody is sick, I lay hands. And the gift of healing is released. Where is it released from? From my inside. So I brought it from inside to outside. So it's called spirit upon. That's what we mean by being filled. We don't tell you be filled with the spirit. We are not saying bring the spirit that you don't have into you. We are saying there is a spirit that you are full of. Be filled with him. Release him from your inside. The way you are seated now, you are full of the Holy Ghost. Do you know? Now, let's pray in tongues. 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 Now, you can stop now. Before I said you should pray in tongues, did you have tongues in you? Did you? When I said you should pray in tongues, what happened? You brought it from within and brought it upon. Come on, is it very clear, all of us? If I say prophesy, and I go by the spirit of prophecy, it's not when I said prophesy that I got the spirit. What I did in prophecy, is I bring prophecy within and I put it upon. So every one of us are full of the Holy Ghost. But there are times that And at every time, we need to bring that spirit from within and bring him upon. Now, those spirits that we have, now, when we talk about spirit upon, we're talking about manifestations. That's what they mean, actually. Amen? That is what we call the seven spirits of God. Have you heard of it before? I'll just teach a little about it tonight. That's what we call the seven spirits of God. When people hear this, they wonder, are there seven Holy Spirits? No, that's why I split the spirit with and spirit upon. There is one Holy Spirit in every believer. He can always bring it from within and bring upon. Amen? What is he bringing upon? Manifestations. Seven Spirit of God refers to seven diverse manifestations of that one Holy Spirit. Seven different ways the Holy Ghost can manifest in the believer. Are you getting the point? Seven different ways the Holy Ghost can manifest when he's upon. There are seven. Revelation 1 verse 4 talks about it. Tells us there are seven spirits of God. Put it up quickly. Revelation 1 verse 4. Glory to God. John to the seven churches which are in Asia. Grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, which is to come, and from the seven spirits of God before his throne. Now, this doesn't mean there are seven Holy Spirits. This simply means that there are seven different manifestations and expressions of the Spirit. Seven different ways. So we all are carrying the fire of God. But this fire can be expressed in seven different ways to bet seven different results depending on the need at hand. Are you following me? So, John talks about the seven spirits of God in Revelation 1 verse 4. If you get chapter 4 verse 5, Revelation 2, John mentioned it a lot. Chapter 4 verse 5 of Revelation. Come on. The fingers should be fast. Amen. The media team that are blessed. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. You see that again? So there are seven spirits of God. It doesn't mean there are seven Holy Spirits. It means that there is one Holy Spirit we all carry. But in manifestation, there can be seven different manifestations. Chapter 5, verse 6, Revelation 2. Chapter 5, verse 6. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. He says, and I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain. That's talking about Jesus. Having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God. So it tells us that Jesus has these seven spirits. He saw a lamb that had seven eyes. You know, was that on Thursday that I was teaching on visions, Abby? Imagine you are in your vision and you see a lamb, an animal that has seven eyes. What's the first thing that will come to your mind? A demonic spirit. And it's not just seven eyes. The guy thing has seven horns, seven eyes. And that drives on what I was telling you that day. That you don't, the way you interpret symbols in visions is not by saying every time you see horn, it means this. Every time you see apple, it means that. Every time you see snake, I get to the point. That's not. The answer to every symbol in a vision is in your spirit. Amen? Also, John saw in Revelation 5 verse 6 this lamb that was slain that had seven horns and seven eyes. And before you begin to read meanings into what it is or what it is not, he tells you these are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. So right now, there are seven spirits of God in operation on the earth.
The believer carries this thing.
I'll still show you.
They can, it's the same Holy Ghost that can manifest in seven ways. Zechariah spoke concerning this in a way. In Zechariah chapter 3, verse 9, everything you find in the new was prophesied in the old. In Zechariah 3, verse 9, he said, "For behold, the stone that I have laid before Joshua, upon the stone are seven eyes." He was referring to a stone that had seven eyes. And I can tell you for free, that stone is Christ. I will show you. The seven eyes are the seven spirits of God. So how do you know that? We just read Revelation 5 verse 6, where we are told that John saw seven eyes that were the seven spirits of God. If you think, I think chapter 4, so verse 10, Zechariah will talk about seven eyes again. The seven spirits of God. Zechariah 4 verse 10. Say, "For who has despised the day of small things? For these seven rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. They are the eyes of the Lord. These seven are the eyes of the Lord, which scan to and fro through the whole earth." Seven. So those seven eyes represent the seven spirits of God. Are you judged this evening? So I just want to show you the doctrinal part of it. So that is the seven. That is seven spirits of God. And now notice something. Zechariah 3 verse 9 tells us that these seven eyes were found on a stone. Go back to King James. I don't know what I think it's NKJV. Who sent you? These are seven eyes on a stone. And this stone he is referring to obviously will be Jesus. Because First Peter will later call Jesus the stone which the builders rejected. So this stone, so we've seen same thing in two different places. One, we are seeing a stone with seven eyes, that is Jesus. Then we've seen in Revelation a lamb with seven eyes, that is still Jesus. So it goes to show you that Jesus, while he was on earth, operated with these seven spirits. And at different times you will have needs this year. And these manifestations are there every time you need them. Amen. You can also, this can also go to serve as different roles the Holy Ghost can play in you. But then they get expressed, they get manifested, they become evident whenever you need them. Amen. So Jesus carried the seven spirits. We've seen Zechariah talk about it. We've seen John talk about it. And now the Bible tells us in Colossians 2 verse 10 that we are complete in him. Meaning we also possess these seven spirits of God. You know, talking about Jesus, John will make it very clear in John 3 verse 34 that this man, Jesus, was different from every other prophet that had come before him. Do you know why? Look at it. "For he whom God has sent forth, has sent," speak the words of God, "for God giveth not the spirit by measure unto him." So the difference with this guy and every other prophet is that for the first time, we are seeing an individual that has the spirit without measure. We've seen Elijah do some things. But that was the spirit. That's not the fullness of that spirit. We've seen Isaiah do some things. But for the first time, there is a man that has the full seven spirits in operation. Are you following me, George? For the first time. Say, God giveth him the spirit without measure. For the first time, it's not beyond what Elijah had. It's beyond what Solomon had. It's beyond what David had. This one has the spirit without measure. In other words, God did not raise. He gave him everything, the fullness. And that Jesus that has the spirit without measure, the Bible now tells us that we are complete in him. Come on, is it making sense this evening? In other words, what does it mean to be complete in someone? Colossians 2:10, bring it up. If I say, "I am complete in you," what does it mean? You know, that's King James English. Let's see that translation. I'm you are completing him. NLT also. He said, you are also complete through your union with Christ. So we have a union with Christ. That union has made us complete. Complete simply means lacking nothing. So everything that is working in him is working in me. Hallelujah. Problem like amplified. Everything. And you are in him, made full, having come to the fullness of life. In Christ, you two are filled with the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, rich and rich full spiritual stature. Is that amazing? So it means everything you find in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, the believer has possessed. And so, for the first time, we see a man that has the Spirit without measure. And after some time, some other men come up who are complete in that man. Who lack nothing to. Say, I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Say, I am full of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Full of the Holy Ghost. Because the man we are complete in has the Spirit without measure. That's English. What that simply means, what John was saying is John 3:34, is that he has the fullness of the Spirit. God has given him the Spirit without measure. God has given him the Spirit without measure. NLT said he has given him the Spirit without limit. Without limit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's Jesus. So when he tells you that the Spirit gives him the Spirit without measure, without limit, it automatically shows you that some people once had the Spirit with limits. So there are seven spirits. These seven, Jesus flowed with. Amplified said that God does not give him his Spirit sparingly or by measure. But boundless is the gift God makes of his Spirit. Boundless. So he didn't give him just one Spirit. He gave him the full manifestation of that Spirit. Are you still here? Isaiah 11, verse 1. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Spirit of Jesus. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. Who is he talking about? He talks about a rod from the stem. Who is Jesse? Huh? Who is Jesse? David's father. So he says there is a rod that will come from the stem of Jesse. That is from the stem of, from the lineage of David, from the lineage of Jesse. Revelation 22 verse 16, I'm going back to this question. We tell us more about that rod. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David. So Jesus refers himself as the root, the offspring. I can do a full teaching on this verse, but not today. Jesus knows, he knows who he is in Christ. You don't understand. He didn't just say he's an offspring. That's God is amazing. He said he is the root of David, but then he's his offspring. In other words, I am the beginning of David, but I also came out from David. I am David's father, I'm his son. But I'm the root, but I'm the offspring. So he is the rod of Jesse. So Isaiah 11:1, he is the rod of Jesse. There shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. A branch shall grow out of his root. So he's referring to Jesus. And then he now begins to talk about him. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of counsel, might, knowledge, fear of the Lord. For the first time, a man dares to outline those seven spirits that will rest on Jesus. And that was Isaiah. That's why I told you guys, Isaiah is one of the... If you want to understand the life of Jesus in prophecy, read the book of Isaiah. The man is dangerous. Amen? You know, he was the first person to say, a virgin shall conceive and be with a child. So for the first time, others have been saying, Zechariah said, seven spirits. Everybody, seven spirits. Isaiah now said, I will tell you the seven of them. Number one, the spirit of the Lord. Number two, the spirit of wisdom. Number three, spirit of understanding. Number four, the spirit of counsel. Number five, the spirit of might. Number six, the spirit of knowledge. Number seven, the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Are you following me? And these are seven diverse manifestations of the Spirit. And at different times in your life that you stir up the Holy Ghost from within, one of these will manifest depending on the need. So the first he talks about is the Spirit of the Lord. He said, why did he use Spirit of the Lord? He was writing in the Old Testament. And in the Old Testament, if you are careful with Bible study there's a constant phrase that will keep coming up. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson. The Spirit of the Lord came upon David. The Spirit of the Lord. So that is the Spirit that comes upon. Every time you find that phrase, you expect supernatural happenings. That is an expression of the Holy Ghost that brings about boldness for extraordinary happenings. That's that expression. When it is in motion, every time it is in motion. Hallelujah. Judges 3 verse 9. The Israelites sinned against the Lord, and they began to, and there was punishment, and they began to cry unto the Lord, and the Lord raised up a deliverer for them. His name was Othniel. Look at verse 10. He was Caleb's younger brother. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And he judged Israel and went out to war. When that spirit is, that expression, that Holy Ghost is an expression, you find supernatural happenings. If we steer him up in this place now, a cripple will start walking. A dead man will rise. One thing that characterizes it is that when it is in oppression, there is boldness. That's why you cannot do ministry in timidity. You carry an anointing of the Holy Ghost. There's an expression of the Spirit you call the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of our Jehovah God, that's what it means. For God has not given us the spirit of fear and the spirit of timidity, but that of soundness and that of boldness. I don't walk in fear. You know the man that carried it? His name was Samson. This minute, he's sitting like a normal human being. The next minute, he's carrying gates. Remember I said that? I showed that in the day. He will lift the gates of the city. The Spirit of the Lord. I believe in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. 1 minute is a normal man walking. The next minute, there is a lion coming. He's a new man. The Bible will just tell you, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson. Once that happens, the rest, they say, is history. There is an expression of the Holy Ghost within you that raises the dead, that opens blind eyes, that does the impossible. Hallelujah. If I stay him up in this place now, I can electrocute 10 persons by the Holy Ghost. I mean, they'll be shaking and shivering. That's when it comes upon, there's this spiritual boldness. There's an expression of that spirit that comes sometimes. Some of you will experience this one I'm talking about this year. There's an expression I see sometimes. It comes and it looks like you blank out. You are taking actions for the next 1 hour, but it's like you're no longer the one pushing yourself. Have you ever experienced it? It's after the whole thing, you now start thinking, was I the one doing all those things? I'm sure it happened. Sometimes you see where they attack a believer. And someone you know that was totally full of fear will just blank say, you can't shoot that gun. It's when the whole thing is done when he enters his room, he's now asking himself, what did I eat? What was I thinking? The Spirit of the Lord, it makes for boldness. I've seen that a lot and a lot in the ministry. A lot and a lot. This is one spirit that gains expression when you want to see the supernatural that happen. Spirit of the Lord. It's one expression. When you want to see it, you need ministry. Jesus was talking about it. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Luke 4 verse 18. For he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor, to set the captives free. The Spirit of the Lord, he anoints and he empowers.
For a certain other happenings.
In Judges chapter 6, we read about Gideon. A normal human being, Judges 6:33. thank God for the Holy Ghost. When they came and told Gideon, you will lead your people out. Oh, mighty man of valor. He was scared. He said, where are all the mighty works? You say God is with us. The guy was murmuring. He was complaining. And then, one day, all the Midianites and Amalekites and children of the East were gathered together. And they went over and pitched in the valley of Jezreel. This is about how many nations that gathered. Everybody, remember, when they met Gideon in the earlier part of this chapter, he was hiding somewhere, threshing his God. And then in verse 30, for me, this time, so he was hiding. When the whole nation gathered, it was a time for him to run out again. But, somebody say but. That is the distinguishing factor. That is a factor that empowers and makes us bold. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon. And he blew a trumpet and Ebezer was gathered after him. The guy, this is one thing that some of these guys will carry. 2,000 people will gather. The guy will be moving in the Spirit of the Lord. It will just come upon him. And then, the difference between we and the Old Testament is that when you hear that he came upon them in the Old Testament, he came from up and rested on them. When you hear that he came upon us, he came from within and rested on us. Are you following me? Where he's in oppression, you can expect miracles. This is the spirit that makes men zealous. Acts 4. They called the apostles and warned them, don't ever preach again. And they went on and they prayed. After they prayed, in verse 31, the Bible said the place where they were was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And spake the word of God with boldness. The Spirit of the Lord. You want to know what followed?
See the next verse.
And the multitude of them that followed were of one heart and of one soul and all that. Verse 33. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of Jesus. When, once you steer that spirit, be ready for miracles. That's what we carry to crusades. Woo, glory to God. We carry him to crusades. We carry him to meet him. We carry him to the street. There's a witch disturbing the ground. You bring when he's in oppression. That is boldness. I was in a meeting. I love the Holy Ghost. I'll share with some of these guys yesterday. A village we went to. They were the ones that went for crusade there, Apostle Chima, them, you know, many years ago. They went for mission work. And in the course of the 1 month mission work, they invited me to come for 3 days. The only mistake they made was they didn't tell me what to expect. Do you understand? Uh-huh. That's the mistake. But this was a demonic community. Like, I didn't say it's a demon. I didn't say they were possessed. The community itself. Once you are born, you are initiated. I have never seen something like that. My first time of seeing a market where they sell charm. So you get to the market and you say, I need charm that will make somebody mad. They say it's 2,000 naira. You price, you price, you price, you pay, you collect it. Never see. Easier, so it's not like I'm telling you a fixed story. And that day. So I went first night. I was just coming in. So I had just finished preaching. I love the Holy Ghost. It was a hall, it was packed down. Young people, they had done a great work. So I had just finished preaching, and I started singing. This is my song that will put me in trouble. This same singing. So I started singing. Immediately, first line of the song, I saw something I've never seen in my life. People stood up. Some were on the floor. Some ran through the back door. Some jumped through the window. Some. These people have gathered about 200 possessed people inside one room. So I tell you, for the first 3 seconds, I didn't know what is happening. Is that danger? They were scaling first and running home. So when I found what was happening, I said, "Lock the door, catch them, catch every of them. Drag them back in." I love the power of God. I enjoy the power of God. This year, don't do ministry without the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That's why I told you, if the anointing is there, it's there. If it's not there, like Tom somebody said, it is not there. He didn't there. But now there, you can do nothing about it. No matter what you do. You see, the keyboard now is playing, you're enjoying it. But this keyboard is not the anointing. If you don't know how to stir up the Holy Ghost from it, you don't have it. Because this business I'm telling you about, there is no keyboard. Do you understand the point? If what moves you is when keyboard is playing, when your child will be sick, there will be no keyboard to play. Or once your child is sick, you know, say, where is Felix or Emery? Please come and play keyboard for me. I want to pray for this child. Before they come from their house. So just raised one song. There was no keyboard that night. Just raised one song. So I said, because we gathered the much we could. I said, lock the door. And we began some dangerous exorcism that night. Casting out of devils, deliverance. What I'm telling you lasted for an hour plus. Driving out. There were other calls I made. Things like, if you're a young guy here, and you know you went to collect whatever from whatever native doctor, or they put a mark on you, or come out. Okay, I'm talking about one or two people. If you have it here, hand it over to me. It's so dangerous. Amazing. Let me tell you. When the Spirit of the Lord is stirred up, it is not, and the Lord said to Moses, Joshua was walking down. It's not English. I get the point. Are you getting the point? Sometimes, EJ ministry, Aboro, the Greek word for this. Do you understand? I get the point. Sometimes, that's not it. EJ ministry, Aboro, this is not the writing. It's not in God. It's not the spirit flow. But when a power does not know context. It doesn't know context. If I'm talking like this, I'm a near to excellent teacher of the world. But I'm telling you what I'm telling you now. Because you see all these old generation guys who don't know much, they can't explain all these things you're explaining. But these people, they pray. They just come and say, "Me or Ruko Jesus, you will see everyone will run mad." I am not joking. They don't know all these things, you know. Have you seen all these CAC prophets? They don't know all these things, you know. They don't even know how to speak English. Once they just get there, "Me or Ruko Jesus," the place is mad. The reason is because by the time you command a blind eye to open, the demon will not ask you whether you interpreted the Bible well. He doesn't know. So, you see, you are in a balanced ministry. I will teach you the word, but I will tell you. Most times I see people, believers go for crusade. I see ministers, new creation guys, as they call themselves. I said, I'm serious. Sometimes I get pissed. Go to crusades, gather people, unbelievers, and you're doing it. Say, no. Jesus said, water in that context. And I'm just watching. Demons are smiling. Demons are looking at you, they're smiling. Who has ever met me at a crusade? You got my DJ crusade, huh, bro? Oh, bro, Exusia. Do not miss. I know all those. That. You get to crusade, you're engaging the power of God. We saw amazing things. You know, that was a hammer that I saw. We saw a child, deaf, dumb, crippled. One child. You don't get that there and start saying, you know. Power appeared 430 times in the New Testament. Why? What am I telling us? You are the one that needs that knowledge. When you are there, you don't have to. It's not time to start giving up. Show that you have the knowledge. So that night, in the course of the ministration, it was an amazing thing. Casting out of devil spirits, you are jumping. Well, it wasn't my first time off, just that they didn't prepare me. I didn't know that was what I was coming to do. Because there was a day, many years ago, 2007. I remember I was having a retreat. We call it set apart. You know, I thought about set apart here. Yeah? Well, about three. It was about 3 days. We were in a group. I was the leader of the group. You were there too. Because you used to be there all the time. Very, but you was young. I was young too. So in the court, they thought they ran from a secondary school around to come and call us. That the night before that day, a certain woman appeared. You know, girls' school can be very dramatic. And a certain lady appeared. It was raining. And she stood in the middle of the hostel. Everybody could see her. And she jumped into the water that was gathered around. And began to swim the water. After swimming, he came out and disappeared. And students began to jump into that water to swim it. I'm not joking. So they called their principal. The principal told them, This is a weekend. I don't know what to do. If there's anybody you people can call. So they came to the chapel where I was with the team. We're having that was on the fast. We were on a fast 3 days or so. It was the last day. So when you're on a 3 days fast and it's the last day, you don't see well. Have you ever attempted 3 days? The last day is not, you don't speak much. Your prayer is, thank you, Jesus. Shalaka barada. Korabadash. That's all. You don't see much. So that was the state I was in. So they came to me and told them, we cannot come. I'm having a retreat. Moreover, I'm tired. And this is an impromptu meeting. The whole school will gather. There is no microphone. There is nothing. As I was debating with them, the Holy Ghost said, you are going. So I told the team, let's go. We got there that night. That was dramatic. We ran out of the meeting. You know, we ran out of that. Because we just got there. Power moved. People were, you see, demonic manifestations. So all my team scattered in the crowd, casting out devils. After 2 hours, we still had much more to do. So I signaled them, if you are still here, you're on your own now. Because if there was no, you know, if there was a microphone, I could just, the demons will hear me. Yeah, I'll just say, hey, demons, come. There was no microphone. So we're just doing one by one. We saw things. So I said, well, I think it's time to go. They were still praying. Ah, shaka. I said, we are good. You know, I love the power of God. And these are the days of the power of God. These are the days. The Spirit of the Lord. There's such an expression. Trust God for power this year. Don't have power and not know the word. And don't know the word and not have power. Have both. Be that kind of believer. Any place they call you, you show. They need 6 hours teaching. You show them. I gave you 4 hours this afternoon. You are now empowered to do 4. Because you've sat down for 4. When they need the other one, you still show them. Even madman, they fear transformer. I believe the anointing. So he said the first is that the Spirit of the Lord will come upon him. Shall be upon him. The second, he says, the Spirit of wisdom. I won't say much about this. Because I talked about it on 31st night. Do you remember? The Spirit of wisdom. There's an expression of the Spirit of that Holy Ghost called wisdom. I mean, Isaiah 11 verse 3. You forgot it? There's an expression of the Holy Ghost called wisdom. Wisdom. When that is in operation, that makes you wise. You can ask, you can do things. You see, you have this amazing wisdom that when you talk or when you solve problems, the other way is going from. Not just spiritual things. So, I was talking to you about wisdom that night. And we've read it again and again. Job 8:32. There's a spirit of a man, the breath of the Almighty that gives him understanding. And the spirit that makes man wise. It's the same Holy Ghost. But it has an expression that manifests itself as wisdom. And more than everything, you need wisdom this year. Moses will call Joshua in Deuteronomy 34 verse 9. And then put his hands on him. Guess what happened to Joshua? He became wise. Bible said Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands on him. So that spirit rested on Joshua. He began to lead. He began to make decisions. He began to answer questions. I said, this small boy, where is he getting it from? It's the wisdom of God. If that wisdom shows up at work, you solve problems that people cannot solve. I've seen the spirit of wisdom work a lot. And I believe that one of the greatest things a pastor needs to have functioning his life at time is wisdom. That's what Solomon asked for. And he was, look at that case. Look at that case. A woman had killed her child and said, this one is my child. How did it even cross Solomon's mind to say, okay, fine, let's divide the child? Wisdom of God. Bible said the whole Israel heard that judgment and said, ah, this is a wise king. There are men called Bezalel and Oholiab that we are so blessed with wisdom that they could begin to do, they became craftsmen by the wisdom of God. That wisdom makes you excellent. I get what I'm saying. It makes you excellent. It makes you excellent in whatever. Daniel carried that wisdom, that spirit of wisdom, took it to the land of Babylon. Bible said they will look at him, they will see that these guys are 10 times better than every other person. When they talk, you are imagining. When there's a big problem, you call them, they dismantle it. Say, I am wise. Say, I'm wise. So, at every time you are in need for wisdom, you are in need for what to do, there is a spirit of wisdom that you can release from your inside. The spirit of wisdom. The spirit of wisdom. Hallelujah. That spirit is what is responsible for wealth. Remember I showed you that. Look at Proverbs 3 verse 15. That when that spirit is in operation, he will bless you with wisdom and ideas that will give you money. He said, she is more precious than rubies. Who is the she? Huh? Who is she? It's wisdom, oh. It's not your girlfriend. She's more precious than rubies. And all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Verse 16. I wonder why wisdom is called a woman. He now said, length of days is in her right hand. In her left hand, riches and honor. So if you begin to function by that wisdom, you can't be broke. So when people ask me, does Holy Spirit make people rich? Yes. He gives them wisdom. That's the an expression of that Spirit that makes one wise. That makes one wise. I am wise in the wisdom of God. I say it all the time, I am wise in the wisdom of God. As a pastor, I ask for wisdom all the time. Every time. I say, Father, I receive the Spirit of wisdom. I flow in the Spirit of wisdom. That's a tough one. I just pace around. I said, okay, well, I think I know what you are going to do. How did you come about that? The wisdom of God. Sometimes I don't really hear as per God saying, hey, do this. Sometimes I just think, I now see what I'm going to do. The wisdom of God. He goes ahead to talk about again the Spirit of understanding. So we've seen the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding. This Spirit is what grants people insight into the Word of God. So you are studying the Bible. You say, I don't think I understand. That Spirit of wisdom, that Spirit of understanding, rather. Paul will talk about it. He say, Ephesians 1 verse 17, that the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ will give unto you the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is hope of His calling. That's that Spirit. He grants you unusual understanding into God's word. How many of you, before you came to this church, when they preach, used to sound like Greek to you? But gradually you now begin to understand. Do you know why? One Spirit that is working in this ministry is the Spirit of understanding. Very, very evident. Bring a dullard. If I teach, you will understand. I trust God for that Spirit every time. You say, why is it working? Can't every service day we are praying Ephesians 1:17 that the God and Father, have you observed that? Every day. We pray it on Thursday, we pray it on Sunday, that the God of all of Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto his top wisdom and revelation and knowledge of Him. You can't come to church with a prayer and pray every day, and they are teaching you, say you are confused. I know when understanding began to come in God's word for me. The Spirit of understanding. Jesus imparted that Spirit in Luke 24, I guess verse 45. He was talking with the disciples on the road to Emmaus. I was explaining things to them, and they couldn't understand. So what did he do? Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. That was an impartation right there. So when that Spirit is in operation, you're reading. You understand? That's why I don't believe any believer should say, I can't understand the Bible. You can't say that. Don't say that. Amen. You can't say that. Why? The Spirit of understanding is living and working inside of you. There is nothing anybody starts teaching in the Bible that I can't understand. Nothing. Sometimes I just study the Bible, I see a passage, some passages bounce back at you. You read it, nothing. What do? I close it. I have understanding. I open it again. I follow what I'm saying. You open it again. I look. Oh! Sometimes when you don't understand it, you are wondering, was I stupid? How could I understand this very simple thing? That's why you see professors who think that it's about knowing how to speak English. You give them the Bible that makes that's talking nonsense. One was trying to, he was not a professor, but he feels he's learned. He's playing with Bible. He was saying, all this Bible was explained. After explaining, I told him, see, stop embarrassing yourself. He said, what do you mean? I said, you are a guru in whatever field. When it comes to this field, I know more than you. He said, what is this? It's not English. I said, it's not English. It is spirit-breathed words. It's not English. Jesus told them, the words I speak unto you, they are what? They are spirit and they are life. So when the spirit of understanding is functional in a meeting, you can't stay, you can't hear God's word and you can't, you don't have it. And that spirit is working in you. So every time you study the Bible, it's better to understand. You're trying to rush. Then that is, again, it talks about the spirit of counsel. This is the expression of the Holy Ghost that guides, that leads, that shows you what you must do by time. Oh Lord, what's it? Where am I going to reside? It is the spirit of counsel. It is the spirit of guidance. So there is an expression of the Holy Ghost that makes sure that a believer cannot live a confused life, and that a believer cannot make a mistake. Who is following me this evening? That's an expression of the Holy Ghost that makes sure that you cannot live a confused life. When it's in operation, that's what Paul engaged. We wanted to preach in Mysia, but the Spirit forbade us. We wanted to preach in Bithynia, but the Spirit forbade us. That's the spirit of counsel. And finally, Paul saw a vision that said, come over to Macedonia and help us. The leading of the Spirit. You know, I thought on that very recently. In the spirit of counsel, it makes sure that you always know what to do. Now, don't live life this year without the spirit of counsel. That leading of the Spirit. Stop making decisions like a madman. You are not mad. So today I'm just going to go so place. Why are you going there? Who told you to go? Ask the Lord. That spirit carried Isaac. In Genesis 26, there was a famine in the land and Isaac wanted to go. That spirit told him, see, don't go. Stay back in this land. Plant in this land. And Isaac planted in a land where there was famine and had 100-fold increase. The spirit of counsel. Amen. So, you see the Holy Ghost will manifest. Sometimes he manifests. He comes for power, demonstrations. Next time he manifests, somebody is speaking and spitting wisdom. Next time he manifests, someone is understanding the Bible. The next time he manifests, somebody is knowing what to do, where not to go, where to step into. I love the Holy Ghost. Spirit of counsel. I like calling this particular spirit the spirit of strategy. I love this spirit because it's the master strategist. You just have a problem, he'll just tell you what to do. Gideon carried the thing. When it was time for battle, he took 300 men and told them, drop your gun, drop your weapon, just bring container and torchlights, as in yeah, torchlights kind of, and bring trumpets. Let's go. The spirit of counsel. So once we get there, if I blow my trumpet, you smash that container and you blow your trumpet and shout the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. What a stupid war strategy. Trust the spirit of counsel this year. And that's why this spirit of counsel, leading of the spirit, he works by trust. Because one thing Gideon would have thought, what if we do this, it doesn't work? You stand before your enemies and they shout, war starts. Did you do war starts? They shout, war starts. Everybody brings out their gun and you blow trumpet and say, the son of the Lord and of Gideon. Pray that it works. If it doesn't work, learn to trust those leadings in your heart. But no man ever followed that spirit and lost a battle. No man ever followed that spirit and lost money. No man ever followed that spirit and lost a business deal. No man ever followed that spirit and entered the wrong relationship. No man. You want to get married this year? The spirit of counsel. Do you know why some people have not found love? Should I tell you? They don't pay attention to the spirit of counsel. You see, how is that so? I'll tell you. Sometimes Why you're not in a relationship? It's because you've not met who you're supposed to meet. And you've not met that person because you've not gone where you're supposed to go. Or you went there 5 minutes earlier. Or 5 minutes after. Are you following? One of my daughters that got married, that was the last 2 years, I went to their place for a meeting and she just came to greet me. They are following this meeting now. She came to greet me in my hotel room. And I said, "What are you even doing in this village?" She said, "Daddy, I'm just here." I said, "Leave that place, relocate." She said, "Go to where? I'll tell you where to go." I told her, "Come to me." Less than a few months, she was married. So, I'm on a very serious note. Do you remember divine geography and timing? Do you remember that message? Most times, the thing is, now, it looks like I'm joking with this, too. I'm cracking joke, but it's very serious. People join the wrong church, they are not married. Or some special programs that you are meant to attend. That one that God has said, it is in this one. It is that year that you said you will miss Razor Fact. Amen. By the time you now come for Start the Fire, the bro has found another person. Glory to God. You know, the beautiful thing about the word of God is that I can say serious things jokingly, but it's actually true. Now, that's the same reason people miss business deals. If you pay attention to the spirit of wisdom, look at, is that Ecclesiastes 3:11? No. Let me get that scripture. Kebole Korabataya. Ecclesiastes 9:11. Yeah. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But what? Time and chance have led them all. Now put up like NLT of this. Or at least other translations. NLT said, "I have observed something else under the sun. The fastest runner doesn't always win the race. And the strongest warrior doesn't always win the battle. The wise sometimes go hungry. The skillful are not necessarily wealthy. And those who are educated don't always live successful lives. It is all decided by chance, by being in the right place at the right time." That's what it means by time and chance happening to them all. That's what it means. So you see, there's a lot about divine leading and divine geography. You must be where you're supposed to be. People get rich by meeting one person in their life. And that becomes the turning point. And there is a spirit of counsel that you must pay attention to. That can tell you, don't go. That can tell you, stop. And will tell you, continue. Pay attention to that spirit. So that's the spirit of counsel. It's the spirit of guidance. It guides. Then there is the spirit of might. Spirit of might. As the name sounds, might. It empowers with strength. That is the spirit that makes men get to their breaking point and not break. That is the spirit. It operates sometimes like the spirit of faith. So that when people are supposed to get tired and be weak, you are found with one kind of strength. Such that when, we are in the deadline, today is the deadline, you have one unnecessary faith and strength that this will work out. And you will need it a lot this year. At different points. At different points. Ephesians 3 verse 16, that you be strengthened with might by his spirit in your inner man. He was talking about the spirit of might. Strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Might. What he's saying here is that that spirit in the inner man will strengthen you with might. That you will no longer be weak. I love God when he gives us strength. I love strength that comes from him. Empowerment for strength. Weakness. Strength in weaknesses. Faith when there is nothing to believe. This is likened to the spirit of faith. When there is nothing to believe, the guy just still has strength. Are you getting the point? Bible tells us about Abraham that he received, or Sarah, that she received strength to conceive when she was way above the age. So there's an empowerment, there's an empowerment that helps people, that makes them strong when they should be weak, that makes them get to their breaking point and refuse to break, that makes them get to where they're supposed to give up and they're still moving on. There's this crazy faith. I wish many pastors steered up the spirit. Many ministries will not close down today. Because there's a spirit of might that helps you to keep going. That helps you to keep going. When things are not working and you are weak, you keep going. And this year, you will keep going. Yeah, you keep going. When others are giving up, you keep going. Yeah, that's how to do it. You keep going. You know, there's this, everybody keeps shouting, Kwechiri, Ikwechiri. Ikwechiri doesn't sound as sweet as they say. You can't even Kwechiri anything. When it hits you, glass, you just keep. You are thrown into this. But there's a spirit. There's an empowerment that gives men stamina. That on the outside, the man is breaking down. But on the inside, the guy is very strong. Nothing is happening. Paul calls it being struck down, but not being destroyed. Paul said, we are pressed on every side. The strength that comes from Jesus. I've seen it too. The Holy Ghost has given me strength too. Many, many times. Sometimes things happen in my life as a person, and I'm wondering, how am I ever going to go up to go and preach today? You're just so weak. But suddenly strength begins to well from your inside. And suddenly you can stand. And you can move again. Sometimes you lose a business deal. And you lie down on your bed thinking, this is the end. Where am I? You know, you're just so frustrated. And suddenly you just begin to talk in other tongues. From somewhere, from nowhere, strength begins to rise. Faith begins to rise. You begin to see possibilities again. You say, we will get again. And we will get again this year. The Holy Ghost. The spirit of might. I've seen that a lot. People just get, I say, the same spot people get to, and they stop. You get there. There's an inner strength. There's an inner driving force. Something gets on your leg. Ha, 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 ha. Glory to God. That what drove others to suicide, you come across it, and you shove it aside. Because there is strength in your inner man. There is an ability to believe again. An ability to see possibilities again. I've seen it. People lose their marriages, lose their relationships, and never recover from it all their life. Another man loses the same thing. He gets down for a couple of minutes, but then there's a spirit in man. There's an empowerment. There is the grace of God. There is the seven spirits of God. The thing begins to well up on the man, inside of that man. And he begins to get again. And they saw you last week when you were crying and in despair. They thought you would never attempt anything again. By next week, you are up on your feet. Oh! And they say, it's not you I saw. You look like somebody I know. He says, it's actually me. Last week you are crying, you are in despair, we thought you are going to die. You are alive again. The Holy Ghost makes me get my breaking point and not break. I reach my elastic limit and I'm still standing. We are not that strong, go. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. Things have happened to me, and if things have not happened to you, things will still happen to you. You're on earth. You say, why? Can't get my teaching on why bad things happen to believers. If you give up, you ignore the strength that is from within. There is an empowerment of the Holy Ghost. There's an empowerment of the Holy Ghost. There is an empowerment of the Holy Ghost. There's an empowerment of the Holy Ghost that makes you lose everything and still believe. There is somebody called Job. He lost all his children. He lost all his businesses. He lost his lands and lost his businesses. And Job was able to still believe that there is hope for a tree. If it be cut down. Do you know it was a book? Did I found that? God told me. I quoted that scripture. And God told me. Do you remember where that is? I said, yes, book of Job. He said, think about it. Job was actually that tree that was cut down. He still was able to say there is a hope for a tree. If he's cut down and all the roots dry up, there is still hope for that tree. That at the scent of water, it will spring again. That water is the spirit of might. The spirit of might. At the scent of that water, suddenly a tree that you saw last week that couldn't, that they've cut down. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. What it means is that they can cut you into pieces. Cut you into pieces. Separate your parts in different places. And they say you can't stand up again. And suddenly, son of man, can these bones live again? And I asked, and I told him, thou knowest. He said, son of man, prophesy to these dry bones. Do you know what happened in the valley of dry bones? The bones were torn apart. And when the man spoke, all the bones began to come together. Bone A called bone B. We are meant to stay side by side. You know, how many bones are there in a human body? 2, 4, 2, 4, 6. Wait. 206. 406. 706. Mona, what is it? Who told you? 206. All of them. Now there were many bones there. Bible said when they came together, they became an exceeding great army. So it means that there were about bones of 1,000 persons there. So 206 bones times 1,000 persons, there were about 206,000 bones. Are you getting what I'm trying to calculate? Scattered in the place. When Ezekiel said, when he prophesied, all the bones began to locate themselves. The bones for a man called Henry began to come together and arrange themselves in a certain place. The bones for, until, and the man, he told him, don't stop there. Command flesh. I said, if they pieces you and put you in different places at the scent of water, if you can just manage to say Rebecca, Vreteko, Eshagaba, if you can just manage, if you can just manage, no matter what is happening, I said, guy, even if you are lying down on your bed and you are tired, covering yourself in blankets, crying and shedding tears, don't forget to say Ikrope. It begins to rise. A voice will first tell you, you are talking nonsense. You are stirring the spirit of might. And suddenly that man begins to manifest. That blanket will now become too hot. You now throw it off. You are rolling on your bed. Then you stand up. You are pacing your room. You pick your pen. New ideas are now coming. Yeah! I have seen what I'm telling you. I heard this. You get your breaking point and not break. The spirit of might. Oh, I love the Holy Ghost. Do you know when I was reading this, when I was going over it finally this evening, and the Holy Ghost told me, don't you observe that in this servant spirit of God, I took into consideration everything you will ever need in life, and I made provision for that in the Holy Ghost. That when you need the Holy, you need the strength, there is a spirit at work. You need a miracle, the spirit of the Lord. You need understanding, the spirit of, I get what I'm talking about. This is not the year to break down. Let me even warn you. Stop all these things you used to lock yourself inside and cry. Shut everybody off. Engage the spirit of might. Rise up from that place. You're just in your room, you are crying. The more you are crying, you are wasting, you are losing time. If you don't know what to do, ask God, what next? Engage the spirit of counsel. What next, sir? Okay, it's like this door I've shut down. I've tried to tell it's not opening. So, Father, what next? You will now say, okay, see what next. Don't lie down there. Don't do that. You are meant to travel abroad. All the papers have worked out. And 5 minutes, everything is scattered. You now go to your room. And I'll be crying. God is wondering, who is raising that forbidding cry? It's a forbidding. Who is raising? Who is saying that thing? Lord, will you allow me to be like this? Who is making that noise? And all he did for you was to drag you to immersion this year. And put his word in my mouth for you. And I'm telling you that there is a spirit in man. There's an empowerment of the Holy Ghost. There is a strength that comes from within. Take everything from me. You have not taken the Holy Ghost. I'm still fine. It's not just preaching, you know. Everything. I've not taken the Holy Ghost. I'm still fine.
Higa Boranyina Remwedu Kamge Buligye. He biawo kisopotanina anye we kichi ozona
anye we kichi ozona biko barata
onye nwanyi ositewo
Can't you learn from your father, your Jesus? Remember I told you, he had a seven spirits. There was a day he needed strength. It was in Gethsemane. Do you remember? The cross was approaching. Baba was afraid. As God as he was afraid. And then, instead of crying, Bible said he began to pray. After he prayed, angels came and strengthened him.
Onyewanyi. Is it
the no,
wow. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in the spirit of might. I've seen the spirit help me through a lot. Don't break down. Don't break down. You know this song that says, Mweike gurobi Noa Odika omere mwidi Jericho Weda Mbuli lanya madi wozo Omere wanyaga Ekuru mwasa
odigi honyiro geme onye mu na ya so budike na nilegide Jesus anya mara no nyinefe odife dino Ya dada ndi asara no bara nwaturu anyi ge meri ndi ke chineke ndi asara no bara nwaturu anyi ge meri ndi ke chineke ekwensu ni mi na ngiti anyi ge meri ndi ke chineke adala mba no du nebere anyi ge meri ndi ke chineke Anyi ke meri ni ke Chineke anyi ga zogide si onyiro mu ekwensu ne me na kete anyi ke meri ni ke Chineke adalaba no tu de pere anyi ke meri ni ke Chineke you to hear that Anyi ge meri ni ke Chineke anyi ga zogide si onyiro mu ekwensu ne me na nkiti anyi ge meri ni ke Chineke adala mba nodu n'ekpere o it again asi n'ekwensu ne me na nkiti Adalamba no tu de bere.
Just follow me.
Asi me kwezu ne me na kiti.
Aige meri chineke.
Adalamba no tu de bere.
Aige meri nike chineke.
Asi me kwezu ne me na kiti. Oh. Anyi ge meri ni ke Chineke anyi ga zogide si onyiro mu agbele amba n'odu n'ekpere o adala amba n'odu n'ekpere o ndị asara n'ọbara nwaturu anyi ge meri ni ke Chineke ekwensu na-eme na nkiti o ndị asara n'ọbara nwaturu anyi ge meri ni ke Chineke ekwensu na-eme na nkiti o You know, I've had God comfort me. When Bible calls Holy Ghost our comforter, listen, the comfort of the Holy Ghost is not to pat your back and say, oh, tipe, oh, tipe. He doesn't tell you to tipe. He comforts you with strength. Strength to attempt again. He doesn't come to you and say, oh, endure. No, he doesn't pat your back and say, just endure. What he does is, the comfort is strength. I'm hearing it in my spirit. The comfort is strength. His comfort is strength that he gives. Can you dare to engage that spirit this year?
Okay, come make it.
ahihura oke kumeke were shima dihura
odige yura
odige yura shima dihura oke kumeke were shima dihura
odige yura
odige yura shima dihura
never failed me yet. Never failed me yet.
Jesus Christ never failed me yet. There is one thing I know. Wherever I go, Jesus Christ never fails me yet.
You know. Expression did a song. I found strength in the word of the Lord. You know that song? I found peace by the word of his prophets. He said he gets better and better and better
and better for me. Supernatural strength is mine, oh, by the word of the Lord.
Say, I found strength.
I found strength in the words of the Lord.
I found peace by the voice of his prophet.
I found peace by the words of his prophet.
He said he gets better.
I found strength in the words of the Lord.
Say, I found peace.
supernatural strength is mine.
Oh, what about that again? In the Holy Ghost.
There are five persons. You've been seeing a picture in your heart. And something that you've been seeing a picture, someone has been telling you. Now, this is not everybody. There are five of them. You've been seeing it in your heart. Something has been telling you to run. To run. If you're one of them, start running. Start running. If you've seen it in your heart, something has been telling you to run. 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 There is a ministration of divine escape. Divine escape. Where there was meant to be trouble, you disappeared. I'm not done preaching, but I think I just have to stop. You always stir up that spirit. Stir up by prayer, by impartation. Ladies, I'm already ministered by the Holy Ghost. I don't know how God interrupted my flow. But it's his church, so it's fine. Holy Spirit. You know where men need help. I'm going to release an impartation for diverse things. All I want the media to do is to guard their spots, technical guard your spots. Because what is going to come in the next few minutes will be uncontrollable. It will you go from ministry to everything I've been teaching throughout this meeting. There are impartations for it. Your eyes will open. Power will move. Wealth will come. All of them by impartation. I am here. Release you in 23. Oh, some of you visions. One of you will slump under the power and nothing. Many of you will laugh uncontrollably. Some of you will cry through the night. Some of you will be under the influence through the night. I told you, if it's not of the Holy Ghost, you don't stress for it. The day, if you know day, you know day. And all of you following online, I hope you know you are part of what I'm saying. Because I'm seeing Lagos Center and the place is turned upside down. Like upside down. Two people on the floor. Everything turned upside down. Right now in this room and in my heart, be glorified, be glorified up in heaven and deep in my heart. Be glorified, be glorified right now in this place and in these lives. Be glorified, be glorified up in heaven and deep in my heart. Be glorified, be glorified right now in deep in my heart.
Glorified, be glorified up in heaven and deep in my heart. Be glorified, glorified
right now in this place and in my heart.
Be glorified, be glorified up in heaven and deep in my heart. Be glorified, be glorified,
be glorified,
be glorified, be glorified, be glorified up in heaven and deep in my heart. Be glorified, be glorified,
be glorified,
be glorified. Be
something. If you're a minister here and you want to always minister by the power of God and see amazing moves. Because there are five persons here asking questions. How does this guy always do this thing? Let me tell you. Enjoy yourself on stage. Now, don't add drama. Don't try to do let power. Just be happy. Sing song that you want to sing. Dance where you want to dance. There is no drama. If you start acting, you are now in the flesh. You know, I tell that all the time. You're now in the flesh. You're not, let's do, let power move here. Let's do. Oh, yeah. No. You're now in the flesh. Before you know, you involve familiar spirits to begin to work with you. I'm telling you for free. I got that correction a lot from Brother Hagin. If you read his books, enjoy yourself. Because I told you, he didn't there. If nothing is happening, nothing, if you like, as drama, people might even fall down, but nothing will change in their lives. I don't, it's what I'm teaching you now is still part of what I'm practicing now. There's nothing that concerns this and I'm saying now and the message I'm preaching. But when that move comes, I'll just flow in that direction. Are you following me? Don't try to do any. It's not drama. This is not a theater hall. I'm not up here to entertain you. So I just get in. So I get myself in the room. That is why you realize that anytime I minister by the power of God, I minister over any need. I receive that need too. Every day. Even as away, the night I was missing for finances, I went from that night, my account was full. Why? I'm in the flow. I am not just a channel through which God will reach you. I'm also, do you understand? All of us are doing this thing. If I'm in a crusade ground, I could just enjoy yourself on the stage. Holy Spirit, you are the one that empowers men. Take 3 minutes and pray. And I'm going to talk to the God of my calling. You see that song, I've got strength by the Lord of the Lord. That song should be recorded. I'm telling you. It should be recorded. Many of you will win by that song this year. Just lie down on your bed and sing it. Of his prophet. He said he gets better and better and better for me. Supernatural strength is mine. Oh. I think that was the month of August, Abby. That was the month of supernatural strength. That was how that song came. I found strength in the world of the Lord. About peace by the voice of his prophet.
He said he gets better and better and better and better for me. I am supernatural strength is mine. Oh, by the word of the Lord.
Now hear what I'm receiving in my spirit. There are some of you here, a couple of you, that the ministration of divine strength tonight is for the future. Because I see you sometime within this year where you are in a place and you stayed there for some months, and that place there are no believers you are used to around. Something happened. Not something bad, but they took you out of this place and took you to a place where you didn't have believer friends and all that around. Yeah. And for some time, you look that you are cut off. And you got weak somewhere. You got tired. You will hear the sound of strength. And that is the reason this invitation came tonight. When the year starts, you will remember it. You will get there and you will realize that
Oh, you used to be weak. But suddenly, at every time, you will find strength surface. That's why this invitation is here tonight. You will not break down. We all will finish this year stronger than we started it. It will not be a year of we started fervent and end of the year we went cold. No. It's actually a year of better. Many betters. Do you understand? Better and better. He said he gets better. I'm better. I'm better. I'm better for me.
Supernatural strength is mine, oh, by the word of the Lord.
Now, are you done praying? Now, put your hands up to heaven. Holy Spirit. Seven spirits of Jesus. You know what these guys need. You fill them with these things already. And you want me to give expression to call them forth. Some of them will need revelation this year. Some of them will need strength. They will need diverse manifestation of the Spirit of the Lord to work miracles. You know, they will need wisdom. And Father, he that called me, the God of my calling, he that has anointed me. And let me start this office. Let everything that needs to gain expression now in them begin to gain expression at the count of seven. Number one. Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Number seven. Thou power of God, move all over this place.
Just breathe your name upon me. Breathe.
That's the power of God for all over this place.
There
are some of you are going into trances. Some of your leg is on fire, your stomach is on fire, your hand is shaking. Look at that. All over this place. Holy Spirit, thank you.
Your name, oh,
hell
is your name. Breathe, Lord.
There are electrocutions. That's what I'm hearing in my spirit. I'm hearing in my spirit. Power is surging. Power is surging through your system. Through your system. Holy Spirit, empower this one. Move. Move.
Just breathe your name upon me. Breathe.
I count seven again, Daddy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Take. Take. Just stay prayed up. Power is surging through this place. Life is happening. Men have been empowered. Strength is being ministered. It's being ministered. Men are going into visions of Jesus. Visions of Jesus. Visions of Jesus. There's an empowerment for ministry. There is a teaching anointing as it works in me. Utterance, a new level of utterance as I have received is being distributed here now. All over this place. Stay prayed up. Ushers, everybody stay prayed up. Stay prayed up. Utterance being distributed. You open your mouth to teach. Experiences are not normal. They are not normal. There are five of you that are going to come into a new level of utterance, a teaching anointing, a top into what you've already had. That when you begin to teach, there is such clarity that the story will be, did not our heart burn within us while he yet speak.
Father, these five of them, put your hand upon them. Put your hand upon them, Holy Spirit. He's there already. Put your hand upon them. And it shall come to pass on the last days that I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Spirit of prophecy. Spirit of Jesus. There are men that are receiving that prophetic endowment. Do you see that? The spirit of prophecy is rising. Is rising. There are 17 of them. The prophetic gift, prophetic empowerment. 17 of them, they will scatter, they will not be able to stand or sit or lie. The power of God will give them restless now, and it will identify them. Holy Ghost, 17 of them, take now. There are 12 more. There are 6 persons in the expression that are in this team.
Yahweh is your name, breathe. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe.
They are evangelists. See how we are going to spot them, because God will put his hand upon them. They will begin to laugh uncontrollably. It will be an empowerment to reach out. It will come by laughter. That's what God said. Father, in the name of Jesus, speak them. You will see they will begin to laugh uncontrollably. They are not of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. There are more evangelists in this season. Because God is in a serious business. For there is a spirit in man, oh, the breath of the Almighty.
Ghost meetings, come on.
Breathe your name upon me.
Breathe
your name upon me.
Breathe your name upon me. It's your name.
Just breathe your name
upon me.
You know what I'm hearing in my spirit? Heads on fire. And I asked God what? He said it's the spirit of wisdom. Heads on fire. Wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. You need wisdom? You need. I'm going to give this. Just random, because the Bible said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask. You need wisdom, Father. That attitude of divine wisdom. Wisdom that the Spirit gives, only the Spirit can give. That one that only the Spirit of Jesus can give. Bless these ones with this wisdom. Let it begin to manifest from here. Wisdom to solve difficult problems.
Wisdom to answer difficult questions. Wisdom to open difficult doors. To bring difficult answers. Wisdom, right now, get an expression in these ones.
There is a spirit in man, oh. The breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. Yod-he-wo-he is your name, breed.
This year, one thing that will characterize this year is discipleship, mentorship. Many people will be raised and trained. All of us will be trained, but there are some of you that will stand in specific places to help train and raise other people this year. And that thing that helps people produce gold from dust is resting upon you now. Ability to train, to mentor, to impart, to raise, to establish is here now. As well upon pastors, ministers, leaders, that anointing that helps people to raise. To raise. As it works in me. You know, I am so confident in this anointing that if you give me a very difficult, someone that they say is a very big sinner, I will just say, give me 3 months. I know this anointing will raise the person. It's God. It's him. It's not man. And so, you stand in that office, be empowered for it. Tonight, I'm hearing zeal. 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 An invitation for zeal and fervency. You won't grow cold. You won't get tired. There is a burning zeal that will rise. Father, throw that cloth upon them. Throw it upon them. That fire that makes for zeal. There will be no down moments. Oh, glorious God, we praise your name. I wish I can lay hands on all of us, but it's not possible. And worship. So see how we're going to close tonight, all over this place. I'm going to sing as I'm led. You're going to sing with me and lift your hands, and the Lord will do the rest. We praise your name. Many of you will lose it shortly now. We lay our ground
and worship you.
Oh, glorious God,
we praise your name.
Aya. Glorious God.
Oh, glorious God, we praise your name. We lay our crown and worship you.
Oh, Ruto la para.
Oh,
Will not be the same again.
You are the glorious God.
Alabara.
Alabara.
Oh, yo.
You are the mighty God.
You are the glorious God.
You are the glorious God.
Alabara.
Alabara.
Oh, Gabara.
You are the mighty.
The one who's glowed with fire. Your voice resounds like thunder.
We glorify your name.
Alabada Ino. The one who glows of fire.
Your voice resounds like thunder.
Come and manifest yourself.
Alabada Ino.
The
one we glorify.
Your name resides like
we glorify your name.
Alabada Ino.
Alabada Ino.
The one with eyes on fire.
Your name resides like thunder.
Come and manifest yourself.
Alabada Ino.
Your name resounds like thunder.
We glorify your name.
Alabada Ino.
Alabada Ino.
Hey, yo.
The one with eyes of fire.
Your name resounds like thunder.
Come and manifest yourself.
Say,
your centers who are not here, they've been losing passion since last year. You've been trying to get them serious, they've not been serious. Go back, invite them for a meeting with you. Anyone God is putting in your heart now, go back. What will I tell them? Just talk with them. Something will jump from you into them. Do you know there are times people are not serious, and I normally say, tell him to come and see me. Do you know that sometimes when they come, I don't say anything. We just about football, just about life. The person goes home and he's carrying church on his head.
I am a carrier. I tell you. I didn't tell you. You should know something about me. I know too much about myself. Even you cannot lie to me about it. I'm a carrier. We've met people who don't care about God. We interact with them. 2 days later, they're coming back to say, what shall we do to be saved? It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You have people in your center. Someone God is putting in your heart now. Go back. Hold the discussion with the person. Something will jump.
Alabada, you know, the one with eyes of fire. Your name resounds like thunder. Come and manifest yourself. Alabada, you know, the one with eyes of fire. Your name resounds like thunder. We glorify your name. Alabada, you know.
You know, if you are here and towards the end of last year you struggled with passion for ministry, please come. I will not pray for you. Just come and put your hand on this stage, on any part of this stage, any part of this stage. You struggled with passion towards the end of last year. Just come and put your hand on this stage and pray for like 5 minutes and go back. It's an instruction from God. Please, this year will not be like that.
You are the Holy One, dwelling in light so true. You made the heavens down, for you shine brighter than all. As we rejoice and call upon your name, please come and show yourself and manifest yourself. Alabada, you know. Oh, yo.
This year will not be like that. Put your eyes on the stage. The idea is, as it, the fire working on this stage will begin to work. Pray, just stay and pray out your heart. Put your eyes on the stage, pray out your heart. When you are done for 5 minutes, you go back.
Will not break down. It's not even this year. It's not this year. Satisfied just to see you glorified. And when you're done, please take your glory.
I'm satisfied,
yeah, just to see you glorified. Take your place, Lord, and have your way.
I'm just a vessel and nothing more.
So when you're done, Lord, please take your glory. I'm satisfied just to see you glorified.
Do you know, I'm hearing in my spirit, as I started doing this song, there is the fire of God that purges, removes pride, removes self. I'm satisfied just to see you glorified. When you're done, are we ready for the nations this year? Because He will use us. It will be like those days. What I saw in my spirit, where Paul and Silas performed miracles, and they brought and sacrificed come and make to them, and they said to them, "When you're done, please take your glory." It's not about us. I'm satisfied just to see you. I'm hearing in my spirit, healing hands, 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 healing hands. I'm hearing it in my spirit, healing hands, healing hands, whoosh, healing hands, healing hands, healing hands. I'm hearing it in my spirit, healing hands, healing hands. Glory to God. Healing hands, brother. Healing hands. Healing hands. Healing hands. Go rejoicing. 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 Healing hands. 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 Healing hands, sister. Go rejoicing. Healing hands. Healing hands. Healing hands, sister. Go rejoicing. Healing hands. Healing hands. Healing hands, brother. Go rejoicing. Blessed hands. Blessed hands. Blessed hands. Blessed hands, sister. Blessed hands, brother. Blessed hands. Aya. I told you about blessed hands in the afternoon, Abby. A hand that nothing fails in. Blessed hands. Blessed hands. Blessed hands. Go rejoicing if I touch you. Blessed hands. Blessed hands, blessed hands. It will do well, blessed hands. It will do well, blessed hands. It will do well, blessed hands. Blessed hands, blessed hands, blessed hands. Go rejoicing, go rejoicing. Rejoice, blessed hands, blessed hands, brother. Go rejoicing, blessed hands, sister. Bring up, bring up, bring up, bring up, bring up. Blessed hands.
Start running, start running, start running again.
Blessed hands, blessed hands, blessed hands, blessed hands. Don't be scared when people are under the anointing, they will not wound. Blessed hands, blessed hands, blessed hands, blessed hands. Go rejoicing, blessed hands, blessed hands, blessed hands. Blessed hands. Glory. Let's close this way. We dance to that song 3 times. I found strength in the word of the Lord. We do it 3 times. And we release what I had in my spirit. I'm obeying it. We release a final shout tonight. Now, not a shout, like a re-echoing sound. You say, now let me tell you something. I've taught you. We don't play in church. I mean, you know. We walk around Jericho. We shout. We are going to dance that song around this place. After we dance it around like 3 times, we release that shout.
when I ask you to shout, you remember what Gideon told them? Shout the Son of the Lord and that of Gideon. Now I'm just going to ask you to shout. What will you shout? Anything that the Lord puts your hand, even if it's not a word, if it's a shout, if it's a cry, if it is yay, if it is ha, you shout. Now, I am going to always be around to celebrate your testimony this year. Always. Every step of the way. We will see the results of this meeting. So we're going to shout. When I'm serious, shout. Shout. I've never given this conversation this way. That's what I did in my spirit. We just finish and you shout. Give them. There'll be no offering this night, by the way. There'll be no offering. So that's just what God just said to me. So we're going to shout. Okay? We're going to release a shout from your heart. A shout deep from your spirit. But that's when we're done dancing. Are you going to dance? He said he gets better and better and better and better for me.
Supernatural strength is mine, oh, by the word of the Lord.
I found strength
in the word
of the Lord.
Everything
you came here with. Just dance.
Supernatural strength is mine, oh, by the word of the Lord.
Oh,
I found strength in the word of the Lord.
I got peace.
Your left,
I've got peace by the word of his prophet.
Come on, let me take it again.
Oh, I found strength.
a butler, one person.
About me.
Talk to the person.
The word of the Lord.
Preach to the person.
About me.
About me. Jesus, my Lord. My atmosphere, my sweet perfume, in you I live, I have my peace. Jesus, my Lord.
God bless you, good night. God bless you. God bless you, good night.
Oh, my God, my eyes. In you I live, I have my peace. Jesus, my Lord.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.